The Prime Minister says the government remains fully committed to the Royal Commission into Abuse in State Care. This is despite the shock resignation of its chair. Sarinand Satyanand has led the inquiry since its establishment 18 months ago. But he announced today he'll step down in November, saying the workload has increased markedly since the inquiry's scope was widened to include faith-based institutions. He'll take up a four-year term as Chancellor of Te Whare Wānanga o Waikato or Waikato University, replacing former Prime Minister Jim Bolger. Our reporter Katie Scotcher has the story.
Sarinand Satyanand has been in the job for just 18 months, but he says now is the time to go.
I've taken the opportunity at the age of 75, knowing that the survivors are being cared for, knowing that I have good colleagues. This is a sensible opportunity for the chairship of the Royal Commission to change.
Sarinand says he made the decision to leave after his 75th birthday earlier this year. He says he signed up to the job thinking it would be part-time, but when the inquiry scope was widened to include faith-based institutions and the timeline of the commission extended, his workload increased significantly.
I don't think there's been any week since the beginning of last year where I've had 3 days. It's usually been four and most often five, and it has been a significant piece of effort.
Since it was established, the Royal Commission has been heavily criticised for employing a gang member into one of its top jobs and for the way it is operating. Sarinand says the inquiry has learnt from those mistakes.
We have taken on board what has happened, have worked out why it has happened, and if there has been a mistake or something wrong occur, there have been steps put in place to fix that.
Mervyn Singham, the inquiry's executive director, says those challenges have nothing to do with Sarinand's resignation.
We have faced a number of challenges. And what we've been doing is listening, learning and incorporating what we've heard by way of feedback into the way we do things, and we will be doing that right until the end of the inquiry.
The Minister responsible for the Royal Commission, Tracy Martin, says the resignation shouldn't come as a surprise.
This was going to always be one of the longest inquiries that New Zealand was going to see. So, you know, we will see people who come on, do a really good job for us, but then for circumstances in their own lives need to move on to something else.
Ms Martin says she hopes Sarinand's departure won't discourage survivors from contributing to the inquiry.
I'm confident that Sarinand has led the process up to this point so that when the open public hearings begin, that we now have a Royal Commission that people can be confident in.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says the resignation won't affect the government's commitment to the inquiry.
It's likely that the Royal Commission into abuse in state care will take some time, and that means we may see personnel changes from time to time. What's important is that we continue their work, and that's absolutely our commitment.
The government now has until November to find a new chair for the Royal Commission. Sarinand will attend the inquiry's first public hearing in October, when expert witnesses will give evidence. He will be paid by the inquiry until his departure and will not receive a payout. Motu hotaka utiahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott Churaho.
And you can hear more from Sarinand Satyanand after 6 o'clock tonight.